Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. If you are an inventor or potential inventor with what you believe could be a great new and profitable idea, you probably are aware of organizations out there that offer assistance. We've just learned of another one that is specific to our state. Adrian Pelkus is director of the South Carolina Inventors Forum, and he joins us now by phone from his office in Lexington, South Carolina. Adrian, welcome to the program.
Why, thank you, Mike. I'm honored and delighted to be here.
Now tell us about this forum and how it all got started.
Well, it's a spinoff, actually a copy almost, of a club that I ran in San Diego. I actually moved out here a little over 2 years ago, and before that ran a club over 10 years in San Diego. It was one of the largest in the country. We had over 1,500 on a mailing list and 30 to 50 showing up monthly to help motivate, educate, and network inventors. I moved out here and realized there's a need now more than ever to create the same sort of community, and we launched it last year.
It is basically then an online forum, or do you have, I guess when COVID-19 is long gone, you'll have in-person meetings?
Right. We'll go back to having in-person meetings. Right now, it is all just on Zoom. We're a bit different in that we're not charging anything for memberships. This is a public forum. It is a 501. The idea is sponsors will help promote us. The funds that are coming in go to a contest that's held at the end of the year to be the prize money pool. The meetings follow a curriculum, in essence, of different topics that people need to become aware of if they're going to be a successful inventor or an entrepreneur. And so every month it's a topic, and we bring in a speaker who's an expert, one that's local to the area and one that's national known if we can.
And the meetings are on a monthly basis, quarterly?
Yes. Yes, it's on a monthly basis. We've just moved them to the second Wednesday of the month. Join as a Zoom meeting. When things resume, we'll get back into probably meeting at Richland Library, downtown Columbia.
And how did your interest in all of this start? Are you an inventor yourself?
Yes, Mike, indeed. Lifelong. I'm a serial inventor. I have 17 issued patents. I'm a serial entrepreneur. I've started over a dozen companies. The invention process is one that I've had my whole life, a business in a company in California. It was my wife and I's A-Square Technologies. We helped develop over 300 products, and I got to coach and meet over 1,000 inventors. And along the lines, a lot of them I learned had been scammed by these invention submission companies. And it was so disheartening to hear how they had to hawk grandma's house to raise the funds to buy this boilerplate useless material. And it was so frustrating. I was delighted when somebody said, hey, we've got a couple of people meeting here to talk about our inventions. Quickly realized this was a great way for me to meet people that are looking for help and actually get them all kinds of different kinds of help to aim them to the right resources. And so that was the purpose for it, was to stop seeing people getting ripped off by the invention submission companies.
Now, are there some legitimate invention assistance companies?
Assistance comes in all forms, and there's all every inventor has a different project, and they require different types of assistance. So, yes, there are avenues and reputable service providers, as we call them. One of the great things about our forum is those local service providers that are proud enough of their work and want to show themselves will appear. And as Ben Franklin used to have juntas, he used to talk about which guys are doing good work and which ones aren't. And our forum's exact same way. So we share the local resources we found trustworthy and do what they say they'll do. And that builds the community and the network and businesses right here locally.
Now, you mentioned that you are a serial inventor. Does that mean you have something you are working on right now?
Well, I have. One of them that I'm particularly proud of is a method for helping people with diabetic foot ulcers. It's a horrific problem. It's bigger than any cancer in the U.S., and over 100,000 people have amputations, and it's a horrific problem because of circulation with diabetics, and the process I developed is healing wounds. People have had these wounds 6 to 8 years. They're chronic wounds, and the process I developed and got FDA cleared and brought to market is healing those wounds in 6 to 8 weeks.
Well, Adrian, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you, Mike.
Adrian Pelkas is director of the South Carolina Inventors Forum. He spoke to us by phone from his office in Lexington, South Carolina. And we will have a link to the forum posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to our podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.